in mythology, myth tells us, and there's deep truth in it, two human beings ate of the tree, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Good, bad. I like this, I don't like that. That's right, that thinking starts. They ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And at first it was a beautiful thing. You become powerful. They became powerful through that. And more they lost themselves in it also, in thought. They lost their deep connection with the source, with themselves, with the divine. Paradise was lost. And paradise can be regained. Now that we have, humanity has arrived at a very critical stage in its development, because mind, the human mind, human thinking has proliferated enormously through science, through technology, and all the things that science and technology creates. Not that in itself it is bad or good, but it is an extension of thought. And if thought is not rooted in the deeper levels of pure consciousness, of awareness, of presence, thought becomes mad. Thought becomes self-serving. Ego. Human life becomes dominated by ego, personal and collective. And so that's the way humanity went. What seems certain now is if there's no transformation of consciousness in humanity, mankind or humankind probably will not make it as a species, and some other species will replace it, and consciousness can take any form. It doesn't mind. It loves playing with forms. It says, okay, humans, well, let's drop that. We tried that. And nothing is lost. There's only one life. Billions of forms of life all come and go. And yet, the possibility is here of the flowering of human consciousness, of a new, one could say words are always limited, a new level in human evolution, where life on this planet is not made into a hell, because potentially it is a paradise. The planet is a paradise. The planet is pure, pristine, a jewel of just unbelievable. And the same, what have humans done to it, especially the past 100 years? Because of the proliferation of magnification of thought through science, poisons everywhere, eradication of nature, madness. But it is a beautiful divine being, the planet, and this is just an external expression of what each human being have done within. They are in their essence pure, beautiful, alive. And that remains, that level of pure consciousness remains in every human. The inner peace is there in every human, covered up by toxic substances, toxic thinking, ego-dominated thinking, self-seeking through thought, me, me, them, must have more. Enemy, where's the enemy? We are moving out of that. The quickest way to this realization, and it's so quick that it doesn't require any time, is what we've already pointed to here to many times tonight, an inner alignment with life. Life is now. Not to make this moment into an enemy, to say yes to it, to welcome it, to allow it to be. That's really enough.